This is JIS News. Coming up, stiffer penalties for public procurement breaches, Investment Minister gives update on Logistic Hub Initiative, and TAJ to roll out phase two of its new Revenue Administration Integrated System. Details after the break.
Get your heritage material at the JIS head office. Special discount when you wear the national colors on Fridays to make your purchase. Now through to October 30.
Now the news. Parties who breach public procurement laws and guidelines will face stiffer penalties once the new public procurement law comes into effect. Senior Director of the Procurement and Asset Policy Unit in the Ministry of Finance and Planning, Cecile Mirage, says the Public Procurement Act, which was passed in July, now allows for the imposition of both criminal and administrative sanctions to offending parties. The administrative sanctions will see surcharges imposed on persons or entities which have circumvented procurement rules.
It applies to not only public officials, but also to any participant in the procurement proceeding. So it could be a supplier, it could be a government official, because corruption or fraud is not one-sided.
She adds that persons convicted of breaches of the Procurement Act may face fines of up to $3 million, as well as imprisonment for up to 3 years. Work geared towards establishing Jamaica as the fourth node in the global logistics chain is at an advanced stage. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says there has been keen interest from investors who have bought into the government's drive to transform the country into a logistics-centered economy in preparation for this development.
Recent investments in logistics and manufacturing plant facilities being undertaken by Kingston Wharves Limited, Lasco Limited and Unicoma or Quartz through their warehouse logistics project. Also, investor interest in ship repairs and dry docking are all in manifestations of the logistics-driven investment efforts. The proposed assembly manufacturing facility near Spanish Town, expected to come on stream shortly, very shortly, is the latest investment in line with Jamaica's future build-out as a logistics hub.
Minister Hilton was addressing JAMPRO's leadership dialogue and colloquium in Kingston Tuesday. The colloquium was held to discuss the use of strategic planning and future studies to accelerate Jamaica's growth. Tax Administration Jamaica TAJ is expecting improved efficiency with the implementation of Phase 2 of its new Revenue Administration Integrated System, RAISE. The system is scheduled for rollout on December 7. Through this phase of the program, persons will, for the first time, be able to apply for their tax registration number, TRN, and tax compliance certificates, TCC, online. There will also be improved web services related to e-filing and payments of income tax, payroll tax, education and asset taxes. Communications officer at the TAJ, Leighton Beckles, says the administration expects significant impact from the implementation of this phase, especially as it relates to the online applications for TRN and TCC.
We are looking to see a reduction in the amount of walk-ins to our locations across the island because now persons have the ease through which they can actually do so online. We're also expecting to see an incredible turnaround delivery and efficiency.
Mr. Beckles was speaking in an interview with GIS News. Phase 1 of RAISE was implemented in February of this year. It simplified the payment of consumption taxes to include general consumption tax, special consumption tax, telephone call tax, and guest accommodation room tax. And the Ministry of Finance is to introduce a training program in public procurement as part of ongoing reform and modernization measures. Senior Director of the Procurement and Asset Policy Unit in the Ministry of Finance and Planning, Cecile Mirage, says the training will cover international public procurement practices and law, as well as the recently introduced electronic government procurement system.
Our practitioners must also be trained, making sure that they are looking at public procurement as a profession. It is not a clerical function. It is not something that you receive specifications and go to tender. It requires analytical thinking. It requires market research. So we have to have persons undertaking this function who understands that public procurement is in fact a profession and it should be treated as such.
Mrs. Mirage was speaking at a JIS think tank session on Wednesday. The training program is being coordinated by the Procurement and Asset Policy Unit in the Ministry of Finance and Planning and will be conducted at the Management Institute of National Development, MIND. That was the GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.